how to get anything and everything you want. That's called overselling the message. You've reached Success Hotline. Message number 12,118. I'm Dr. Rob Gilbert, and today's message is specially dedicated to all of my friends at Berkshire Hathaway Page Realty in Massachusetts, my home state. So, am I sounding like one of these infomercial guys? How to get anything you want? How to get everything you want? Well, unlike these infomercial guys, I'm going to tell you the truth. So, how do you get the job of your dreams? How do you get into the college of your dreams? How do you marry the person of your dreams? How do you get the raise of your dreams? How do you live in the house of your dreams? You name it, and I'll tell you how to get it. You want to know how to get it? You ask for it. You want to go to MIT, Harvard, Montclair State? You ask for it. You apply. You want to date with the person of your dreams? You ask him or her out. You want that scholarship? You apply. You want to be in the play? You audition. You want to be on the team? You try out. Really simple, right? But guess what? Most people know what they want, but they don't go after what they want. They're not hungry enough to get what they want. So how do you get anything you want? You ask for it. You show up. You apply. You try out. You audition. You ask the question, will you go out with me? What do you think? Could it be that simple? Yes, it is. So how come it doesn't work? Well, it doesn't work for this reason. It's not that the principle doesn't work. How do you get anything you want? You ask for it. You know what doesn't work? People don't ask. So what's the college of your dreams? I want to go to MIT. Are you going to apply? No, I'll never get in. Well, let me give you some advice. Let the admissions office in MIT reject you. Don't reject yourself. That's really harmful to your soul when you want something and you reject yourself. You know the person you want to date with? Let them reject you. Oh, I'm not going to ask him or her out because they'd never say yes. Well, let them say no. Don't you say no. I'd never get that scholarship. Apply. Let the scholarship committee reject you. Don't reject yourself. That's really harmful to your psyche when you reject yourself. Let the committee, let the admissions office, let the director, let the coach, let them reject you. Don't reject yourself. You don't know enough to reject yourself. You're probably overestimating what they're looking for and underestimating your potentiality. So, if you don't put today's message into action in the next 12 to 48 minutes, you just won't. This will be entertainment. So call that reluctant client. Call that reluctant person. Call that. I mean, just find out what you have to do and do it. And you know what one of the most harmful words in the world is? Tentative. Tentative, what does that mean? Well, this is not politically correct, but it's like having your finger on the trigger and not pulling the trigger. It's like knowing what you want and not going for it. It's wanting to learn how to swim, but you won't jump in the pool. You won't sign up for swimming lessons. Now, here's the deal. After the beep, tell me what you want. Tell me one thing you want and tell me how you're going to ask for it today. Are you going to make a phone call? Are you going to write a letter? Are you going to write an email? Are you going to show up in person? I am running out of time. Speak to me after the beep. This could be life-changing. Speak to me.
Thank you for listening to Success Hotline with Dr. Rob Gilbert, an Ironclad original. You can email Dr. Gilbert at sendmeastory@aol.com.